Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon. This is Amy Loboda, host of FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. I am here at Sun and Fun 2010 with Doug Stort. Doug is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, that's SAFE. Doug is also a master CFI with a lot of gray hairs, which tells me he's been flight instructing for a long time. And I have known Doug for some time. He is going to explain what the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators is and why it's so critical to not just unite the flight instructors in all over the world, but to raise awareness amongst them about what flight instructing really is as a profession.
Well, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, and let me also say that we're not only here for flight instructors, before any aviation educator. And that's an important part of it. And part of why we organized was to bring a coalition of all these different people, because all of us, whether we're K through 12 teachers, collegiate professors, flight instructors, ground instructors, sim instructors, we all impact the aviation community in making for safer skies. There certainly was a feeling that not enough was being done to create quality instruction, that the aviation educator sat at the bottom of the food chain rather than at the top where they really belong. When we look, and in no detriment to Sully Sullenberger or Jeff Skiles, what they did was phenomenal, but they got where they got because of an instructor sitting in the right seat. And that instructor is so often not recognized as being the most important link in the safety chain. How do we go about improving the quality of instruction? Because many of us feel that the quality of instruction as it exists today is not the best that it can be. We look at the Colgan accident in Buffalo, and my personal feelings is it really goes back to that primary instruction, that rule of primacy, the things we learn first. And unfortunately, those pilots didn't really understand what a stall really was. As an examiner, I see these people come to me and do a stall robotically. They haven't been taught it in any kind of a scenario. And I'll say, when would you ever do that in real life? Pull the power off and then pull back on the yoke as hard as you can. I said, no, you're going to stall when you're trying to stretch a glide because the engine has failed. Things of this nature. So we felt, those of us who kind of came together to form this organization, that there were some glaring areas that needed to be corrected, not only within the realm of safety, but within the realm of professionalism in teaching aviation. And the way the process has been going for so long, the way that for so many years we've been teaching technical issues, we've been teaching stick and rudder skills, but we know that's not what kills pilots. What kills pilots is bad decision making. I think this gives some insight into how we came together, how we coalesced, and what it is that we're trying to create.
Excellent. How long has the Society of Aviation and Flight Instructor Educators been here?
You can call us SAFE. That's easier, isn't
there
it?
You go. SAFE is easier.
Yeah, SAFE is easier. SAFE actually incorporated in February of 2009. This is our first anniversary here at Sun and Fun. You were able to find us this year. We were hidden behind a turbine bonanza last year in a little 10x10 tent. So we've been around a year. And I'm really thrilled at the distance that we've come in a year. In talking about some of the things you're asking me, how do we intend to achieve this? Last year, when we were just a fledgling organization, people would come in and say, well, what do you have to offer us? Everybody's the WIIMF, what's in it for me? I forgive my dyslexia, WIIFM, what's in it for me? And I turned it around and say, what are you looking for from an organization? And the two top responses consistently were mentoring and resource. Here we are a year later, and we just rolled out a new mentoring program. We received a grant from the Wolf Aviation Fund. Dr. Donna Wilt, Professor Donna Wilt, one of our directors, actually filed the grant through Hampton University. We have a survey now to find and really focus on what it is exactly, both from the mentee viewpoint and the mentor viewpoint, what is it that people are looking for. And again, it's focusing in these areas where the new instructor can come to an old gray beard to get that mentoring that really doesn't exist right now. Many instructors, they come through, and not really to put it down, but let's call a spade, they come through the university process, they become a flight instructor 250 hours, they have minimal experience, they're learning only what they were taught by another young person who only had 250 hours, it perpetuates some pretty bad stuff. No one is really teaching them issues of marketing, of personal relationships, of communication, and these are the keystones of being a flight instructor. Yeah, we need to know how to save the airplane when it gets away from the client. Yes, we have to be superb pilots, but more importantly, we have to be superb communicators. And these young instructors are not being taught how to do that. And so through this mentoring program, we hope to be able to give them access to those who've been there and done it, who have the experience and are willing and able to help.
Terrific. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with FAA's Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lavoda and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety. This is Amy Lavoda, your host. I have with me the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, that's SAFE for short, Chairman Doug Stewart. He is a flight instructor in the New York State area, as well as an FAA designated examiner. And we've been talking about the reasons that the organization came to be. How big is the organization these days?
Right now we're at 400 members, and we actually initiated a month ago something called the Member Game Plan. Get a member, member, get a member. And we've set ourselves up with a pretty tough goal, but we're looking to add on 500 members by AirVenture. And we've got some very exciting prizes for the three top recruiters between now and AirVenture. The top recruiter will get a Zulu Lightspeed headset. Lightspeed has been fantastic supporters of us and sponsors of us. Plus, we're working together, Lightspeed and SAFE, to improve communication skills. And in fact, we're running a communications quiz right now for a Zulu headset giveaway. People are telling me that I made the quiz a little too tough. I thought it was easy, but I'm told it's pretty tough. But the purpose and the design of the quiz really was to educate in proper ways of communication. Another area where we hear pilots using really bogus communications, and I'm talking professional pilots, and the young, and I say young not in age-wise, but in hours-wise in an airplane, the low-time pilot hears when they're on the frequency that young pilot flying one of the regionals using totally bogus communications, non-standard phraseology. And again, it perpetuates this poor phraseology. I hear professional pilots using the words two and four. Two and four in aviation speak are only numbers. What if we have an airport where there's a runway 4 and a runway 24? And now we put in the words two. I'm turning left base 24. Well, but there's a runway 24 and a runway 4. We see the problems. Again, poor education. And SAFE's job, we feel very strongly about this, is to improve the quality of the education that is being afforded and given to the new beginning pilot.
You were talking about the safety committee and also the mentoring.
Yes.
Go on a little bit more about that.
Pretty much as a result of the Colgan crash and the FAA publishing an AMPRM, which we did respond to, a very extensive response, SAFE felt the need to put together what we're calling a flight training safety committee, headed by a fellow, Steve Lasday, who was with Embry-Riddle for a while. He was then with a collegiate university in Dubai, I believe, and has come back to the States. He's chairing the committee, but he's very involved with aviation safety. And we're in the process now of providing, for starters, a safety audit for SMS. And I know many small flight schools would say, SMS safety audit, we don't want to hear about this. You know, the little mom and pop, they think that's just for the big guys, that's for the airlines, that's for the big flight schools and the collegiate things. Not so. Certainly, perhaps not at the levels that these big flight schools might use it, or FedEx or Delta. But even the small three-instructor mom-and-pop flight school does need to have some kind of a safety audit to look at how are we dealing with safety issues, how are we dealing with hazardous attitudes, how are we dealing with aeronautical decision-making within our own flight instructors. And this audit process can be done even at that small, very low level. And we're trying to, can we make one size fits all? No, we can't. Obviously, we cannot do that. But we're addressing this issue. We have a committee that's working on it. We're newly formed. Everything that we're doing is volunteer. And I've always said that when you have a committee, it goes about the speed of a J3 Cub in a 60-knot headwind. But we are making progress, and we're doing it through volunteer committees, and we're committed to it. And I think the fact that we have this passion and this commitment to improving aviation safety, we will succeed.
I certainly agree with you. I think that's absolutely true. Where can people find out more information about SAFE?
You're good, Amy. People can find out more information by going to our website, www.safepilots.org. That's safepilots.org. And we're a virtual organization. Basically, everything we're doing is done through and by and of our website. Do please go there and check it out.
Excellent. Can people find you at booth? Where are we?
If we're here at Sun and Fun, they can find us at booth E6. We are just to the east of Hangar A. We've got two nice white flutter flags hanging up there, and you'll see SAFE and Lightspeed on those flutter flags. Find them, you found us.
Thank you very much, Doug Stewart, for taking the time to talk with us here at FAA's Managing Safety. I am Amy Lavoda at Sun and Fun 2010.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.